Welcome, friends, to another episode of Fireside Mystery Theater. Ready to take a plunge into some truly strange and eerie family dynamics? The following original radio play was taped live at the Slipper Room on Sunday, November 27, 2016.
Brothers and sisters and brothers and brothers, sisters and sisters, match them up any way you like, but within each combination is a potentially potent mixture that can be the bane of holiday gatherings, or a great boon for dramatic tension. The following radio play by Sylvan Sandovar, Quintessence, collects such tensions and multiplies them by five. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Debbie Reggie Show. In case you're just joining us, for our next segment, we're about to reunite a very remarkable group of folks. We had them back here in, when was it, Tim? 1996! My, has it been 20 years already? Boy, does time fly. They were all just 13 years old at that time. See? That's them in this footage from back then. Just look at those little baby faces, so adorable! Who doesn't remember the Kelvin Quints? They traveled the country making personal appearances at state fairs, appeared in countless newspaper and magazine ads, and who doesn't remember their adorable TV commercials for Good Lickin' Frozen Chicken? Good Lickin' Frozen Chicken! Oh, well, folks, here they are. All grown up and reunited here on our show for the first time in 20 years. The amazing Kelvin Quintuplets. What a good-looking bunch we have here on stage. First, here, we have Drew.
That's me.
And to his left, we have Sister Jennifer.
Hello.
And you must be Charles.
Yes, ma'am.
And beside Charles, we have Brooke.
Guilty as charged.
And last but not least, Harold.
Hi there.
Now, I have to admit, I'm a bit out of place here since I was an only child myself. I can't imagine having four siblings born on the same day as me, let alone one. What a unique experience it must be.
Yeah, well, we belong to a very rare group of people, I suppose.
Yes, only a very, very small handful of parents produce quintuplets in this country. In the world, even. And it's often said of you guys that you were the most beautiful and perfect specimens of quintuplets. Hence your nickname, the Glint Quints. You are one set of rare birds, I tell ya. Now, you all haven't seen each other in...
We haven't seen each other for about 10 years.
You mean you all haven't been in the same room for 10 years?
We haven't even seen each other in all that time. Today is the first time we've been next to each other in 10 years.
Really?
Really?
Not even for Thanksgiving dinner? The holidays...
We're scattered all across the country nowadays with families and lives of our own.
But you don't stay in touch at all.
Well,
what's the reason for that?
Oh boy, here it comes.
Come on, what's the reason?
The reason we're all here
is because they paid us to come on this stupid show.
But you must have made a ton of money on those commercials and personal appearances, right?
Oh, yeah, there was all that cash left over after Dad lost it all in the casinos.
You guys are killing me with all of your thoughts entering my head like this.
I know, it can't be helped.
We can't help hearing each other's thoughts when we're all together like this.
That's why I had to get as far away from all of you as soon as I could. The very minute I could escape...
I was out the door.
Yeah, me too.
Can everyone just not think any thoughts at all right now? Is that at all possible?
Sure. You try it, Harold.
We each have four other people living in our heads right now.
It's maddening.
Hey, just suck it up, everybody. We're all going to make a little coin off of this appearance. And we can all use a little coin, right?
Yes.
Well, but surely there is a bond, a really special and unique bond, knowing that only the five of you know what it's like to be one of the famous Kelvin quintuplets. No? Sort of like what the Beatles said about only the four of them being able to know what it's truly like to be a Beatle.
She did not just compare us to the Beatles.
Oh my God, please.
I feel like we have more in common with Nickelback.
Yeah, except they don't suck half as much as we do.
That's actually pretty funny, Harold. But I still want your thoughts out of my head.
Christ, this is gonna be forever, isn't it?
Smile for the camera, babes. That's what we're being paid for.
Whatever, Charles.
So, Drew, you manage a Pep Boys auto parts store, right?
Why, yes. Yes, I do. Great. Rub it in. On national television.
Pep Boys? That's what you do these days?
And tell me, what glamorous line of work are you in, Charles?
I'm a screenwriter.
No, stupid. What do you do to actually make money?
I make good money as a dog walker, Drew.
You mean a human pooper scooper?
Hey, man, look, I make my own schedule, and I'm willing to bet I make more dough than you do after taxes. And check this out, broski. I happen to be sitting on something big, really big. So big, I'm blocking the very thought of it from all of you.
The only thing you're sitting on, Charles, is a big fat...
Okay, both of you, please shut up. Go on, all of you. Laugh all you want. Yeah, go on, laugh at me.
At least you two have jobs. I can't seem to hold down one, no matter how hard I try.
Well, that's exactly why I refuse to fall into this day job trap like the rest of you losers.
So, you mean to tell me that you never argued growing up? You all just got along?
We're all pretty easygoing and supportive by nature, I guess.
We're all pretty easygoing and supportive by nature, I guess. Please! We're all trying hard not to laugh right now, Jennifer.
I hate being such a phony.
If they only knew.
We know, that's lousy enough.
Hey, let's try to make Jennifer laugh.
Don't you dare!
Are you all right, Jennifer? What's so funny?
Nothing, sorry.
Harold, I'm gonna kill you!
That was pretty funny, actually.
Shut up, Brooke.
Being so close, I bet there must be some very sacred stuff you share between yourselves. Things no one else in the world knows about, that only the five of you know, right?
Drew owns all of Nickelback's albums.
Shut up already! Well, now if we told you, Debbie, they wouldn't be secrets, would they?
Touché.
She is such an idiot, this lady.
Those checks better be in the mail the minute we walk off the stage.
What do you say? Maybe we should reveal our secret to the world right now.
That we can read each other's minds? Are you crazy?
Our lives would be ruined.
But think of all the money we'd be worth, huh?
Kill this thought of yours, Charles, right now.
It was my idea to come on this show, after all. We all need money, right? But I'm not actually talking about that secret. I'm talking about a different kind of secret.
Let's not go there either, Charles.
Let's not.
Now, your parents, unfortunately, are both gone now.
Our mother, as you know, died giving birth to us.
And your father, Tony, after a nationwide manhunt, he still hasn't been found after all these years. Now, your father...
was the worst son of a bitch that we've ever known.
And who do you think he beat the worst?
Bastard exploited us, put us on a bunch of shows like this one.
I'd have to say he beat me the worst. Yes, I would. Because I was the only one who'd stand up to him. And even worse was when he...
Hey, we're all royally screwed up because of him, aren't we?
But he's gone now.
Yeah, thanks to Harold. Right, Harold? Harold? Suddenly it's so quiet around here.
Let's just focus on the task at hand, Charles. This talk show.
I'm not complaining, Harold. I mean, if we're all being completely honest with each other here, we'd all say that we're all more than a little jealous of you. That you actually got to do the deed.
Please, Charles. This is too much.
Maybe I looked the other way when it was happening, but that was while you all were helping to clear the runway. But only one of you actually did it with your own hands. Isn't that right, Harold?
So what are you getting at, Charles?
I think we need to get the band back together.
You can't be serious.
We could book more of these shows. I mean, we're in demand at the moment.
Come on, Charles. We all agreed we would do this one show, and that's it.
See, there's this movie I need to make. It takes all kinds of funds to do it. This is my chance. This is our chance.
Count me out.
We're not going back to the way it used to be with Dad, Charles. Those years were pure hell.
You know, dear brothers and sisters, there's no statute of limitations for murder.
Charles.
You're all accessories, kids. And you know damn well that I can prove it to the authorities.
You wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't I?
So, what does the future hold in store for the Glint Quints?
Who's to say?
Just going to keep on living our lives, I guess.
Yeah, I always get a little uncomfortable being asked that. Plus, I always feel so weird about being the center of attention.
We all value our privacy.
But that doesn't mean we won't want to come out and see everybody now and again. I mean, actually, I'm in the process of working out a book and movie deal based on our story.
What?
Movie deal? When were you planning on letting us know this, Charles?
No way I'm letting anyone pry into my private life.
Charles, please, don't.
Charles, what is this crap?
You're all going along with it. Or you're all going down. You get it?
Well, and there you have it, folks. Often, we get a bit of flack for devoting so much airtime on our show to a negative depiction of American families. People having affairs with one another's spouses, brothers, sisters, mothers, and fathers getting in heated battles on this very stage for the pettiest of reasons. But I'm really proud we took the time to remind our audience that a family at its most special and beautiful, like this one here, can be a thing of true inspiration. Look at these beautiful smiling faces. Let's give the Kelvin Quintuplets a great big hand.
Come on, everyone. Drew, Jennifer, Brooke, Harold, get up. Get up. Do as I say now. Get up. Now, let's all play nice for the camera. Let's all join hands.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Smile for the camera. Like you mean it. Good. And now we'll all wave to the audience.
My God, Charles. You're just like him. You're just like Dad.
the frying pan, in the bacon and eggs, in the breakfast is served. She was so jealous of her sister and her way of life and her luxury flat. She was so jealous of her sister. She threw away her dirty dishes just to be free again. Her woman's weekly magazines just to be free again. And put the children in the nursery home just to be free again. Priscilla saw her little children she was better off than the wayward lass that her sister had been. No longer jealous of her sister, she ran around the house with her curlers on. No longer jealous of her sister.
And that concludes our program. James Reeser played Drew. Annabelle Rollison played Jennifer. Mary Murphy played Brooke. Michael Pate played Harold. And Eric Davy Gislison played Charles. I played the part of the talk show host, Debbie Reggie. Quintessence was written by Sylvan Sandifar and directed by Annabelle Rollison. The musical performance, Two Sisters, by Ray Davies, was arranged and performed by Martina Da Silva with accompaniment by John Gary. Our show was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and myself for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound designer is Greg Russ. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. Our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. And our production assistant is Brontis Shane Orengo. Help us out by taking a moment to rate and review our podcast on iTunes. And if you're in the New York City area, come join us for our next show we call Snowbound in Sunken Harbor. Our live taping will be at the Slipper Room on Sunday, January 29th. Tickets on sale now at slipperroom.com. Would you like affordable, fresh, and sustainable ingredients to make amazing home-cooked meals delivered straight to your door? Well, it can happen with our sponsor, Blue Apron. Go to blueapron.com/fireside and get your first 3 meals for free with free shipping. Can the wealthy Jacobs clan survive an onslaught of familial intrigue? Well, the only way to find out is to listen to next week's original radio play, The Devil You Know. Until then, this is Ali Silva. Tread lightly around those ladders, black cats, and make sure to mind the shadows.